welcome to part three, the final segment. Here we go, we're recording.
This is your
pod.
So, first thing on the agenda, pod?
Is it recording?
Pod?
Okay, yeah,
pod. Pod, is it podding?
Podding, it is pod, pod, pod.
Are we rebranding to pod?
Cheers to the pod. Cheers to the pod. Pod, 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 pod.
This is for you, pod.
Can that be the intro? But edit so it's...
No, can the intro be now? Can that be the intro? And then it goes into
pod, 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 pod. What a cold open to the pod.
Just Elliot.
Stato delighted to be back on the pod.
Yes, mummy, can that be the intro? Dinner's ready. Third section of the pod. Third chapter. Should I say third chapter? Third chapter of the pod.
Third era
of the pod.
Third season of the pod.
Third section is pod.
What is a pod?
Peas in a pod.
Right. All I've got, literally, all I've got in front
people
of me.
Or
pod.
I've got one. Dodd. I've got one section that needs to be covered. Actually, two sections.
Me and Ted were memeing about
all I can see is Stato.
All right. Unleash
your stats.
Stato. Release your stats.
If you want the
Stato. Stato.
Do it for the French.
So,
I'm horny for stats.
So these stats probably aren't going to be that huge.
Could you give it a better introduction? Come on.
Squares! No, better intro than that.
Right, you're on the pod.
Make squeal. It more enthusiastic. Squeal, Stato, squeal.
Wipe that last section because I hope you're dripping wet for these fucking filthy, filthy Premier League stats of this season. Some of them aren't also this season.
Let it be known on this pod that Stato is the horniest statistician.
This is the horniest stat section.
These are dirty stats.
Dirty stats! Get your stats out! Who have been?
I hope you're hard for this, boys.
Get your stats out for the lads. Get your stats out for the lads.
So this, are you familiar with the technique of
how
edging?
How have we not gone viral yet? Edging.
This is going to be edging, but in stats. Stat is the punch in the nose. That
you've
is
got this entire section.
Right, I'm ready for it.
That is a stat.
All right, so Kane scored his 27th goal against Brentford last week. That made him the first person to score 20 in 25 different games in a single season. That's pretty impressive.
Stato finish.
Obviously, it's not that impressive, but when you think about the...
That is quite impressive.
Haaland, Shearer, Cole, Ronaldo, Sanchez... Fucking hell. Ronaldo, Suarez and Salah all scored over 30 goals in a season in less than 25 games. That kind of highlights how well they're...
Jaden.
I told you that was a bleak one. That was one I got right from BT Sport.
These are not horny stats.
Chat BT Sport. Make me erect. All right, stats!
Jermaine Genius in the sky! So United have the most clean sheets.
You're gone.
They've got the clean sheets.
Clean sheets.
Oh, fucking hell.
He's got a clean sheet. On his head, he's got a clean sheet. On his head, he's got a clean sheet. On his head. Sleep. He's got a clean sleeve on his head.
Oh. The rest of the singer is going to be fucking shite.
This is why I tune in from Guyana.
That's how they actually say clean sheet in Guyana.
Fuck that. Right, so United have the most clean sheets this season. But only the four. It's kind of half a quiz as well as that.
Yeah.
Stop it.
That is naughty.
It's a horny quiz.
Okay, ready.
So you know,
I did. Can I just say, I did not know Stato was coming on with a live quiz.
It's a bit of a quiz.
And I'm here.
So, and obviously, I did all of these before this week's game. So, United have the fourth most clean sheets, but only the fourth best defence in the league in terms of goals conceded. Who are the least? Who are the three better teams? Ben, you've done this already. So,
sorry, say this again.
So, United have the most clean sheets this season.
Yeah.
Out of Prem teams, but they've only got the fourth best defence in terms of goals conceded. So, there's three teams with three less goals conceded.
City.
Brentford.
Nope.
City. Why are you saying Brentford?
Chelsea.
I feel like they've not
Chelsea. Shit that many. Chelsea was supposed to be the little Chelsea rogue one at the end.
Chelsea haven't
I told you
that
not to
goals.
Fucking pipe up.
Like,
you've already done this one.
You didn't. You just said I've done it. I didn't have Arsenal. Refused to allow
No. And the other ones were obvious.
Liverpool.
Right. And Newcastle.
Yeah. So City, Newcastle,
maybe
and Chelsea.
Maybe East Point.
Chelsea was supposed to be the one.
I've ruined it.
So.
What a banging tune.
What was the latest goal scored this season?
What, in terms of minutes?
Minutes.
Can I just before we answer this, me and Ted have actually seen the fastest goal ever scored in Premier League history.
Yeah. I thought you didn't.
No, you were still getting
you
it.
Missed it.
Yeah. We missed it.
We were in the ground.
You were in the vicinity of Shane Long.
We were in the queue for a pint.
You felt Shane Long's
aura. We missed both goals.
We missed both goals.
We left earlier. There was like a 90.
No, it's relatively recent. It's big in the relegation battle.
Fastest goal scored this season.
Latest goal scored this season.
Leicester.
No. Mm. Relatively recent, like 2-3 last game weeks.
Leeds.
It was that 98 minute winner.
No, it's not 98. It's 99th minute.
Was it a Wolves equaliser?
It was technically a Wolves equaliser, but Wolves didn't score it. Everton got Yerry Mina scoring the 99th minute against Wolves 2 weeks ago.
That's good.
Yeah,
your second.
So City have won. So the last two are City based. City have won every league game at home this season except for two. Can you name the two and the result that they didn't win?
Bournemouth. Fulham almost drew.
Bournemouth.
No.
Haaland lost my pen.
Wasn't Arsenal.
They've both been answers. Well, in and correct. Incorrect and correct answers that have already been said.
Today. Newcastle. Oh, no. That's what I just said.
Wolves.
Stato.
No.
Daydreamers.
No. So Brentford beat City at home.
Oh, they did.
And Everton drew. That's pretty good. Stat. Right. Yeah. This one's actually quite good.
It's a pretty good.
So except for Brentford, who played City. On tomorrow, Haaland scored against every Prem opponent except. Haaland scored against 18 different teams.
Chelsea?
Didn't
score against Chelsea.
He hasn't scored against Chelsea.
Oh.
Chelsea.
And he might not score against Brentford if he doesn't score tomorrow, but.
That's a good start.
And then, wait. So the last one is that surely cross the line themed.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not this season based. Oh. It's who has the most all time goal line clearances in the Prem according to Premier League stats?
Ashley Cole.
Nope.
That's what I thought.
I'll give you I've got the top five written down.
John Terry.
One is clear by two. The top spot is clear by two, and then there's four that are tied.
Vidic? What's the stats, sorry?
Oh, fuck.
This is
Ted.
The least horny stats of all time.
I was too horny.
Ted was so horny.
So, what's the podcast called?
Surely Cross the Line.
So, the stat is who's got the most goal line clearances of all time in the Prem?
Is it Anger?
The answer is Spotify. And we'd like to thank Spotify for sponsoring.
Thank you, Spotify.
Thank you
for clearing every category things off the line.
Is it Rio?
No.
Is it?
Okay, so three are active players, two have retired.
Are they Dutch people?
Is it Richard Dunn?
No.
I was going to say Dunn.
Jamie Carragher?
No.
Carl Walker? Oh, he loves the coach.
Peter Andre?
No. Okay, so number one spot, famous for a City player, centre-back. Oh, they're all centre-backs,
Company.
No.
John Stones? Cola.
Everton as well.
Jolene Lescott.
Yeah, Jolene. Then, all right, the...
Jolene Lescott is number one.
Yeah, 13 goal line clearances.
I'm not having that.
That is a great stat.
That is outrageous stat.
Got me really hard.
that has got me going.
I just soiled myself.
There's four...
I love that stat.
So the four people tied for second.
Stat of the night.
The four people
tied...
Stato. Keep it coming, boy. I've got it wrong. So three people are tied for second and there's one for four. Fifth. Four. Well, he's technically fifth.
Is every answer Jolene Lescott?
Yeah. No, so three people are still active.
Olaf Melbo.
Three active centre back.
Kolo Touré.
Centre back.
Thiago Silva.
No, he's not playing long.
Not enough. Not been that long.
Craig Dawson. No.
Cinnamon Jackson.
Do you remember Simeon?
It's been like Van Dijk.
No.
Gary Neville.
Both played for Burnley. Two of them played for Burnley.
Tarkowski.
Yeah.
Ben Mee.
And then a retired legend played for Newcastle.
Stephen Taylor.
Blackburn. I think that's correct.
Alan Shearer.
Great first name. I might have got the teams wrong. All the teams because I kind of put that out there.
Pascal Chimbonda.
No.
Tottenham, mate.
He just said he might have got the names wrong.
Yeah, part of the
Pascal,
first name is
your favourite name.
Pascal for our French. What
does his first name start with?
It kind of sounds like a breast. Doesn't sound like, but spelled, yeah.
Titus Bramble.
Titty Hangland.
He didn't ever play.
He was with Sunderland.
He played for
Batman, yeah. Didn't he?
No.
Do you play for Sunderland and Newcastle? Mm,
that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Sato!
And then fifth place is Tyrone.
Sato out.
Are there any more stats?
No, that's all.
Sato! Release your stats!
Thanks, Sato.
Can we pay some tribute to the French fans?
So, next on the menu, I've got quite a few things, but I'm just going to go straight forward to streaky players. So, Ted is going to go through his streaky players.
Are you streaky in disguise?
Five streaky players.
Or
of this
are
season.
You back bacon?
Five streaky players?
Yeah, five. Okay. You usually do five.
Okay.
Are you concerned about that? I'm pretty sure
there was a time when you did like 35 streaky players.
Yeah, you did a streaky players 11.
And number five.
Didn't for one time you did a 24-hour streakathon?
Yeah, but that's in his private life.
I like to streak.
Shout out Premier Inn.
I live streaky.
Cut that.
The pod brought to you by Premier Inn.
Who was it? Whatever paid for it.
The story just like changes.
Let's get some streakies in.
What do you mean? Why are you acting like you've got this is your podcast, this is your section, I've got stats written down, this is your spot.
Players. In number five place, it's going to offend some people, but Marcus Rashford.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Number four.
For any reason?
He's streaky because he's
He goes on
long streaks. He's quite a long streak.
He's an elongated streak.
He's a big old pig.
He doesn't streak hard enough to make the top three, but he's streaks.
He does streak. I can agree with that.
Yeah, that's a valid reason.
That's a modern day streaky.
He's a streaky.
I'd say
streaky analysis.
Who's number four?
Riyad Mahrez.
No, Riyad Mahrez, I disagree with.
He doesn't get enough minutes to be streaky. There's a lot of streak in that. No, but that's not streak.
He's good all the time.
Ted, can you...
Sato, I didn't shit on your section. Right? Can you have some respect for the streaky players.
He is an expert in his field.
Makes your second appearance. Who are you?
Fair enough.
I know who number one is. I've got to fill two spots.
Who's number one?
Well, that ruined the section, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Dean's gagging to hear more about these streaky players. Is Dean a streaky player?
Number three.
Dean's consistent.
Number three, I hate to admit it, but I'm going to put Mitro in there.
Ooh, I wouldn't say I disagree with that as well.
Nah, he's streaky. As a Fulham, any Fulham fan will tell you he's streaky. He hits these hot streaks and then just disappears.
Can I just, before number two comes out, I've made a huge transfer on fantasy. I brought in Jamie Vardy for the final day.
Oh shit, if that's gonna
I'm panics.
I'm panicking now.
Who are they playing?
I don't know, but they need to stay up. You've released James Maddison. I tried to snap him up. Did I?
Waivers.
He's gone.
Yeah, who did I bring in?
Can you not ruin streaky...
Sorry,
streaky...
that was just meant to be a little break.
This is streaky players.
I'm not an expert in this field.
Anyone want to give some...
you're amazing, this.
You are amazing.
I'm captain.
We cannot replace him. We cannot replace him. Erling, come over here.
De Bruyne's a bit of a streaky player.
Oh, no. Get out.
Stato.
He's streaky in big games.
I probably should have prepped this.
I'll speed up the awkward silence. Yeah.
I feel like the fans need to know.
I know.
The truth.
They're waiting.
Callum Wilson.
Nah.
I think he's a bit of a streaky player.
I think Callum Wilson might have been an OG streaky player.
I think Callum Wilson...
Who are your OG streaky players?
Rewind. Cut that.
What about Dom Solanke?
Is that how you pronounce it?
Solanke. No, it's Solanke.
Dom Solanke does a lot of underrated work.
He's a workhorse.
Yeah, he is.
He contributes. I won me.
Great pronunciation.
He's a streaky player. He gets a brace, then dips, then gets a brace.
Can I just say, Elliot's been practicing saying his name for 2 months now.
Still get it wrong.
And in at number one,
Mason Mount.
Oh, that's harsh.
He's just a very streaky player.
He's not good enough to be
it's
streaky.
It's weird because he's been on form for 2 years and then off for 1 year. So it's like a very...
No, but
yeah,
like,
what
even
are we defining as streaky?
Even in those seasons, he was streaky.
In terms of bacon,
What I would say is, generally, would you agree a streaky player is often a striker or attacker? It's rare you get a defensive.
It's
streak.
Hard to be a streaky defender.
Do you want to know who I think is a streaky defender? Tyrone Mings.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
He's my number two.
At what point does streaky just become inconsistent?
I feel like streaky is the pod definition of an inconsistent
streaky
player.
Applies to strikers, you know, and wingers and goal scorers.
Ollie Watkins?
I was good thinking about Ollie Watkins.
Ollie Watkins has got to be the number one streaky player.
Would you say Villa are the streakiest team in the
field? Phil Foden, streaky player.
I was going to say Phil Foden.
Who is your streakiest team? And your streakiest manager? And your streakiest friend?
Joe?
I'd say I'm... Joe. I'm relatively...
Joe, if you're listening out there, you're streaky at
Dreamers.
KP is the current
for the listeners.
KP's a streaky
Ted touched my shoulder as he said, "I'm not a streaky friend."
Is that a streaky players over?
I think that was the worst five streaky players of all time.
Okay, Elliot, you present a streaky player section
next season.
There's no next season. It's the last pod.
I have a strong
feeling before we all lose our jobs for the rest of our lives. Like meet each other at the job centre. The next pod will be at the job centre.
Subtopic. It only comes back stronger.
Pod.
If anyone's listening and we've all been sacked, please hire us.
Yeah, we're looking for a new start.
If you're looking for pods,
four capable podders.
This is not your. We are open to pod.
Talk for. Leave us alone.
We are open to pod.
We've got 9 minutes left. I think we should do predictions for the remainder of the season and be very...
What, the one game we left? Everyone put your bets on, basically.
Yeah. So, Elliot, what are you betting on?
I actually don't know the games. But I'm...
What Yankee are you putting on?
Should we put a pod Yankee on?
Should we do a pod Yankee?
Yes, do a pod Yankee.
Live on the pod.
City to not win.
Do we have an affiliated betting partner that we could...
Spotify.
Kindred Sport.
Kindred Sport. Shout out to Kindred.
Oh, sorry. For the
everyone, get your uni bet.
So. For the listeners, I'd just like to make it clear, my debut Stony Cup season.
Oh, my.
I'm 48 points clear.
It's a bit sad. I feel like Ben needs a section.
Boy needs to be
sectioned. Section him.
I was just here to.
Oh, yeah. A brief interval from our international German correspondent, Ben Petit.
Yeah, you said you were doing a Bundesliga section.
Yeah, my Bundesliga segment is, Cole, blimey, did anyone see that ludicrous display today in the Bundesliga? It was a frantic finish to the Bundesliga.
Why have you gone extra autistic?
Bayern Munich clinched.
Christ, that was a ludicrous.
Bayern Munich have clinched the title in Germany. All Dortmund needed to do was to better their result. And do you know what they did? They drew. And Bayern won. It. So, as usual.
it's a sausage joke.
I'll take it.
And at the end of the day, Bundesliga is rubbish.
Bundesliga tax.
That was the worst section of the pod.
Is that a win for me? Worst section of the pod?
I think the last 6 minutes should just be dedicated to our fan base. Look it up. Every podder here, look it up and just
shout.
Can you just look up our fan base. It's on that Surely Cross the Line private chat. But I've got a couple of fans.
No, serious question, guys. How much Bundesliga tax have you paid this year?
I've not paid any.
I've been paying 20%.
I've been dodging FFP or Bundesliga FFP.
You've been paying big hair tax.
Yeah.
I've just got a guess. Can you guess? Yeah, I just want to do a quick shout out to all the fans. So we've got the USA, 36% of our listeners.
Yeebosh!
UK, 32%. France, 19%.
Leberhash.
Germany, 6%.
Zeebosh!
Sweden, 2%.
Yeebosh!
Australia, 1%.
Yeebosh!
Good day, Bosh!
Ireland, 1%.
Slanchebosh.
This is truly a global pot.
Indonesia, 1%.
That's a trigger warning.
Are we on every continent?
Netherlands, 1%.
Yeebosh!
Canada, 1%.
Good day, Bosh!
Japan! 1%.
Who?
Japan.
Konnichiwa, Bosch.
Italy. Bosch.
Il Bosch. Il Bosch.
Austria.
Bosch.
Ich bin ein Bosch.
Mexico.
El Bosch.
Spain.
El Bosch.
Chile.
El Bosch.
South Africa.
I don't think his pod can ever be released.
Fucking cockroach Bosch. Greek Bosch.
Gamas Bosch.
And Guyana!
Yeah. It's gonna go, Bosch. Pod Bosch.
Wow.
That was
that. Well, that surely crossed my line.
It did definitely cross a few lines. International border.
We say goodbye.
Yeah, everyone can say goodbye to the pod. No,
we've still got next
minutes.
Season predictions.
Oh, next season predictions.
El Bosch.
To save the pod.
What are your next season predictions, Stato?
What are we doing this in the format?
Do you want to make some bets?
Top six.
Do you want to make some bets?
No, I'd quite like to see the transfer before I put money on it. But yeah. I'll do my pod top six. If that's allowed, if that's the format we want to go down.
You've got 2 minutes.
Okay, so I'll do that. I'm sorry.
Give us your six.
City, Liverpool, United, Arsenal, Chelsea, Tottenham. Oh, no, I forgot Newcastle. City, United, Newcastle, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal.
Complete change. Another pod.
Yeah, is that it? Nobody else doing that. It's just...
Surely cross the line.
Oh, they've got to give it now.